The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Episode 10, Identity Crisis.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Candid Cast. Today we are talking about identity crisis. Before we continue, I will encourage you to like, subscribe, and share this video. One song I have relished the lyrics so much is I Know Who I Am by Sinach. It says, in part, I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor because I know who I am. Identity crisis is that time in the life of a person when he's confused about self, about his personality, about his role in society. It's important to know exactly who you are. Let me assure young men and women that things are not always as they appear outside. Know who you are. Try never to be another person. How to know you have identity crisis? We will take some points. It's not exhaustive, but you need to know if you have this challenge. If you feel lost or confused about your purpose and direction in life, then you have identity crisis. Number two, when you find yourself questioning your previous beliefs, values, and decisions because you have seen another person living a make-believe life, trying to convince you that your position, when we were in university, they used to say you are a Jew guy. And they make young people to feel bad. What is wrong? What's the meaning of Jew guy? Whatever name they choose to call you, that's their business. Number three, if you are struggling with self-doubt or low self-esteem, you need to appreciate yourself. Know who you are and don't allow anybody to create self-doubt in you. Number four, if you are always seeking validation and approval from others, it's a sign that you are probably struggling with identity crisis. Number five, if you have difficulty making decisions or committing to a path in life, it's an identity crisis problem. Number six, general feeling of unhappiness and discontent with who you are. Number seven, if your goals and interests keep shifting depending on the last person you interacted with. And number eight, you find yourself struggling with self-acceptance and self-expression. Why it is important to take this is to realize that God created you as a person. You are unique. That even identical twins do not have the same thumbprint. That's the extent to which you will need to understand your uniqueness. Don't allow anybody to make you to look less than who you are. One of the favorite parables I got from my mom growing up was for us to understand that your stomach can never announce to people what you have eaten. I grew up with that parable and it was very helpful. In my background, I came from a very humble background. My parents were farmers, and we could get the normal food that farmers' children eat. That's what we eat. So if you see somebody who come, oh, I'm just coming from a five-star hotel, I have eaten, taking my lunch in so-and-so hotel, that should not make you feel bad. The truth is that you have eaten. If you are both eating, go to your work and see if that person performed better than you. Once hunger is not making you to lose concentration, you should be satisfied with who you are. I was raised to look beyond the person who ate in five-star hotel to aspire. We were always assured that whatever you look at, you can own it if you allow time. You ate in five-star hotel, I will tell you, I will own a five-star hotel someday, and I look forward to it. Identity crisis is not new. I remember as a young person, then I was not married, there is this woman that used to fight for women liberation, and a news reporter was interviewing her. She was reeling out all manner of things. Women are not to cook for their husband. Women are not to wash clothes. You are not a maid. You are married as a wife. And she said all manner of things. Things that she will not do in her own house. She was reeling it out. Then she later got to understand that there was a camera recording what she was saying. And she almost passed out. Ah! Are we on air? That was all the last thing she said. And she ran away from that place. Because she knows her husband, her relations, those who know her as a dutiful wife, will possibly watch that television program and know that this person is not real. She's deceiving a lot of people. And that is what young people look at today. You look at somebody telling you about liberation. The person didn't remember to tell you not to collect money from a man. If you will not cook for a man, why are you collecting money to cook? So liberation should be total. When you are liberated, pick your bills, pay your rent, pay your electricity bill. No service, I must emphasize, no service makes you smaller. On the other hand, service elevates you. You cook for your family, you become a very important person in that family. Every form of service will elevate, it will promote, it will enhance the value of the person. If you ask, go around, ask people, who is the person that serves you most in your life? I'm sure more than 50% of people will point to their mother as the person that served them most. Mothers take in a lot by way of service in the family. I've not seen one person who looked down on the mother and say, because you are the one serving everybody, you wash clothes, you wash plates, you cook, you put food on the table, you remove the plates and sweep the environment, you have become a small person in the family. No. By reason of that service, mothers are valued, mothers are honored above every other person. Some persons have chosen to study courses like theater arts, mass communication, after watching several home videos. These movies that we watch where you see people flaunt wealth, they are so rich, none of them is ever poor in the movie. But is that their life? People have erroneously believed that once you act movie, you become very rich. That's not true. Those things that you see on TV, they become influencer. You want to be like them. You want to be like who they are on the screen. That is not who they are in real life. Things are not always as they appear. These television stars are not as rich as they appear on TV. No course is bad. I am not saying it is wrong to study theater arts or to study mass communication. If it goes to develop your inherent abilities, you know, you were born with some innate abilities that if we explore, you will be exactly who God has created you to be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a wonderful creature of God. And you need to explore those inner abilities, develop them, and get to where God has desired that you should be. Other young persons have gone into drugs in the understanding that it makes you high and bold. The truth is that drug will not make you bold. It will make you stupid. And that's the truth. So, you do so many things that you spend the rest of your life regretting, including a possible homelessness. What makes people to go homeless? Drug. Including walking the streets naked. It's all from drugs. Somebody said, oh, musicians take drugs, you give them inspiration. All those homeless people, they would have been releasing their music for us to listen to. They have no song. If you are not a singer, drug is not what enhances anybody's musical skill. Don't be deceived. You become skillful by practice. Whatever you are good at, a good athlete has spent so much time practicing the athletics. A good boxer has spent time practicing boxing. A good singer has devoted time, invested energy in practicing singing. It is not from drugs. Please, don't go near it, because nothing good will come out of it. Show off on the social media of lots of cars and I have made it syndrome. Those announcements have swept a lot of young people away from their growth path. Car is not evidence of success. Neither is the size of bank account. People put money in the account and flash their account and show that they have money. Dangote is named as the richest African, not because of his car, because he intervened in our cement importation. If you produce enough cement to stop your country from importing cement, produce enough sugar to stop your country from importing sugar, you produce enough flour to stop your country from importing flour, and soon the same person may stop us from importing petroleum product. That is the source of the wealth. So don't think that wealth, if you are following somebody who is worthy, who cannot point you to what he does to make money, please run from that person. I recall in my early years as a worker, immediately after graduation, there was a colleague in my office that used to serve bottled water. Bottled water was very expensive. We thought it was something to be served by kings. A worker was serving it in his house. I looked at this person. Then we used to fetch water from well, boil, filter, and that's what we were drinking. It has not made me to be unhealthy. I am sitting before you today, and I can tell you that it is not the type of water you drink when you have no money, when you have to liquidate your account to drink water to be like the next person. No. I looked at this person. I said, one day I will own bottled water factory. And I accomplished that by 2016. I would rather aspire to own wristwatch factory than to show off wristwatch. I would rather aspire to own a shoe factory than to show off shoes. People should not show their emptiness as achievement. People who are not secured in who they are have gone as far as changing their gender. You see a man changing to a woman changing to man. It is all identity crisis. The black is bleaching to turn white. The white is turning himself to turn black. It's identity crisis. Life has no vacuum. The time you spend to change your identity to who you are not is a waste of valuable, productive lifetime. It will limit your accomplishment, and at the best, I would recommend be yourself. You learn to be yourself. So, to overcome identity crisis, you may look at taking the following steps. Self-reflection. Take time to objectively examine your beliefs, your values, your goals. Check out what your real interests and strengths and weaknesses are to gain a deeper understanding of who you are. Number two, value relationships. Talk to well-meaning friends and family members about your feelings and your experiences. Many people who go into depressions are too withdrawn from people. Sharing can be very helpful. Number three, try new activities. Explore to develop new interests that will stretch you. You will discover that those things that you thought are beyond you, you cannot do it. You find yourself doing it easily. Like when we are learning to ride bicycle, there is a point when you turn the cycle that it gets so hard, you think you'll never be able to ride bicycle. You fall down. After you have finished learning how to ride bicycle, you look for that part that used to get hard. You will never find it again. Life is like that. Number four, set relationship boundaries. Establish boundaries in relationships and activities to prioritize your well-being and values. Learning to say no to things that do not align with your identity can help you assert yourself. And number five, accept changes. Welcome new ideas. Don't be so rigid. So, changes that will produce personal growth. Do not be so sealed up in yourself. Read books. Listen to podcasts. Receive meaningful information that will help you to assert yourself and to advance. And number six, have self-compassion. Be patient with yourself. Don't look at everybody as they appear on the social media and say they have accomplished, I am the worst off in society. You are not the worst in the whole world. As you aspire daily for growth, give yourself time to get there. Set small goals and begin to work at it. You will find that eventually, that place you thought was far off, you will get there. In conclusion, no problem in this world has your name tag on it. what you are passing through is not unique to you. It is common problem of all men. You can always overcome if you give yourself time, set small goals, learn to do self-assessment, clap for yourself when you achieve small things, make yourself happy, entertain yourself, learn how to laugh, and over time, you will find that you have achieved beyond your wildest dream. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.